don't understand. How can you guys just allow some tradition to tell you who your mate is? Shit. Jordan had a hard time with anyone telling her what to do to begin with. It was why she loved being an independent woman. Ellie's smile was weak. We are part of a pack, and my father is Alpha. As such, I need to follow rules like everyone else. You're lucky you're human and don't have to worry about any of this. And we don't allow the tradition to tell us who our mate is. This is like a first date. In front of a whole bunch of people. Right. Who happened to watch to see if you hit it off? Yes. And who will know who she has sex with at the end of the night? Correct. Wait, what? Sounds like the perfect date. She snickered and almost choked on her wine. This is why I didn't want you there. You, Emma, Nicole, and Carla are so going to get caught. We won't. We'll be super spy research ninjas. Quiet, but sexy smart. She grinned. Oh, brother, Ellie groaned. Speaking of brothers, are, your brothers going to be there? What she really wanted to ask was if one particular brother was going to be there. God, she hoped not. The first time she'd seen Eric Wolf, she'd been a 13-year-old with a crush the size of Alaska. One look was all it took, and her poor teenage heart had been in puppy love for years. And though it had been a crush for a long time, it had never gone away. In fact, with years, it had grown. She tried to date other men and rid herself of the idea that he'd ever look at a non-shifter for more than a friendship, but it was useless. With time, her attraction for him had grown deeper, into something she didn't want to think too much about or it would make her hyperventilate. Blue sparkles lit in Ellie's eyes. Yes, all my brothers will be there. Oh, hell. Then, yeah, I will hide off somewhere and never move a muscle. I promise. Ellie's laughter, filled with unabashed delight, made her smile. I still don't understand why you're so afraid of being around them. Yeah, well, Jordan knew all about that super-smelling power shifters had. The last thing she wanted was for Eric to know how one glance at his body and those damn sexy muscles got her so turned on she'd likely start a fire. She could probably melt butter on her skin. I think it's best to keep my distance. I know your parents weren't fond of their only daughter hanging with so many humans. Ellie shrugged. It was either send me to regular school or deal with packs of horny wolves hitting on their baby girl. She grinned, grabbed her glass of wine, and sipped. They know humans don't have our scenting or go into heat, so they decided to take the chance. Jordan drank her own wine, letting the fruity flavor slip and slide over her tongue. Yeah, but I bet they didn't think you'd end up bringing home an annoying fat Latina for your new pet. Ellie rolled her eyes. Who's the wolf here, you or me? Good point. Ellie's parents had cared for Jordan, a lot more than Jordan herself could ever understand. Even after all those years being so close to them and Ellie, she still couldn't make any sense of why they had done so much when her parents hadn't cared at all. What was it about them that made them different? And there had to be some resentment in there. They'd practically adopted her. All right, I've become like a second daughter since we became friends. That has to be annoying for them. I mean, if they wanted more kids, they'd have had more the old-fashioned way. Jordan found the whole shifter community absolutely fascinating. If it were up to her, she'd be all in their business trying to figure out how the whole animal-human thing worked. Why would you say they'd be annoyed by you? Ellie's face creased in a frown. They like you. Heck, they love you more than any of their son's previous girlfriends. In fact, they like you more than most family we have. You've grown on them. Jordan snorted. Yeah, like fungus or a rash. No, not like that. Like an unusual but lovely woman who needs a mate. What? She spit out the wine she'd had in her mouth. Who said I needed a mate? Ellie laughed, put her glass down.